This is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com. You can now watch our TV show on Free Speech TV every weekday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. FSTV is on Dish Network, DirecTV, and Roku. When we hear about species extinction in the news, it's usually in connection with animals. But did you know that our plants are also rapidly becoming extinct? Where there might have been hundreds of varieties of a vegetable like cabbage once upon a time, there are now only a handful left. The majority of industrial agriculture today depends on a shrinking number of seed varieties. To combat this terrifying trend, seed preservers around the world are desperately working to save and store as many varieties of plants as possible before they're wiped out. Exploring the rich history and entirely underestimated power of seeds is a new film simply called Seed, The Untold Story. The co-directors of the film, Taggart Siegel and John Betts, now join me. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Pleasure to be here.
So Taggart, let me start with you. How did this whole journey begin for you? I have to say, I very much enjoyed the film. It's visually powerful and stunning. It's, you know, seeds are things we take for granted. The story is clearly so much more complex than that. How did the two of you get drawn into making a film about seeds?
Well, you know, for years we've been making films that have been really connected to nature and our food. And that started with a film called The Real Dirt on Farmer John that maybe many of your followers have seen, but that was in 2005, and that was really, it was about a maverick farmer and who saves his family farm against all odds, and you know, it's an up and down story about agriculture in America. And then Queen of the Sun, What Are the Bees Telling Us, investigates the mysterious colony collapse disorder and how honeybees have been ravaged around the world. And so when it comes to seeds, it's like that was a real wake-up call, especially when we had no idea that the 94% of our seed varieties had disappeared. And when I read that in a National Geographic article and saw, what? 94% of the vegetable seed availability since 1903 have disappeared? That just completely woke me up. And I came to John and I say, hey, John, do you want to make this film on seeds? It feels like our trilogy. It's like it started with Real Dirt on Farmer John and went to Queen of the Sun. And now it's seed. It's all about seeds. And, you know, we thought about it for a couple days, but it was like, yeah, that's it. And immediately we started, and it's been a 3.5-year journey.
So, John, tell us about some of these seed preservers, I call them, that you profile in the film. These, you know, farmers, people who seem to have this like innate obsession with gathering seed varieties from around the world and see it as their life's mission to save the seeds, to store them. You know, some of these seeds that you show in your film, you know, I've never seen or heard of before. It's really fascinating. And these seed preservers talk about them with such love, like they're jewels, you know, precious stones, but they're just seeds.
Well, I think that was kind of what lit us up to making a film, because films are all about people and the story. And these seed savers and seed collectors are really total hidden people, right? We don't think of seed savers. We don't think of anybody being the caretakers for our seeds. But there's this whole network across the globe of these people who make it their life's work to collect seeds, to direct seed banks in every country around the world. There are seed banks, there are local seed banks. And even as much as like Will Bonzo, a character in the film that calls himself Noah. He says, I'm Noah, I'm not God. My role isn't to choose what to save, it's to save everything. So he's obsessed to a level of, like, this burden is resting on his shoulders, and his attic is just pouring out with seeds. And you would never know driving by his house that this man was responsible for saving some of the rarest potatoes and the rarest rutabagas and all these things. So it's opened up a whole world for us of what is out there and why do people care so much about these seeds. And we found everybody from, you know, people like Will to people like Joe Simcox, the botanical explorer in the film, who goes on these Indiana Jones-like adventures in South Africa, Namibia, in the Amazon to find rare seeds that might be domesticated and hold keys that, you know, could be crossbred with other seeds and be keys to climate change and drought tolerance and all of these things that seeds hold that we never think about that. We go down the grocery store and we see a few varieties of this and that.
And just to interrupt you, they're not, these people that you profile, they don't seem to be sort of interested in, you know, exploiting other cultures. They're really interested in saving them for future generations, because as one of your people that you interview in your film points out, when the U.S. began bombing Iraq, one of Iraq's seed banks was destroyed, taking with it untold numbers of seed varieties. So it's almost sort of, these are people who are curating museums to save seeds for future generations in case of disasters. Taggart?
Yeah, it's just shocking that we bombed the Iraqi seed bank, the holder of some of the most beautiful ancient seeds in history. And it's a heritage for everybody in this world. And the U.S. bombed that seed bank. But not only that, this has been going on for thousands of years. Like people, you know, during war, they often take down seed banks. And that's the unfortunate effects of war, but it affects all of us in the long run. And you know, if you think about these seed banks that we lock up in the Svalbard, up in the Arctic Circle, and it's not very accessible to the average person, that's what's key, is like how to make this accessible to all people in the world. So there's regional seed banks that we could like go to and protect our seeds that are grown locally, not just locked up in a seed vault way up in the Arctic Circle, because seeds are they're living embryos, they're living live organisms, and they need to be grown out every 10 years.
Right, you can't just keep them forever and hope that they will be fine 50 years later. I mean, they might be, some of them might survive that, but you're right. And this is, so it's a really painstaking generational process. I want to play the trailer of the documentary Seed, The Untold Story. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with the directors and also tell you where you can catch the film. Here's the trailer of Seed, The Untold Story.
Seed saving is all about sex. And humans are all obsessed with sex, even if it's rutabaga sex.
My sweetheart.
This is right up there with making love to your spouse.
Seeds are so crafty.
The diversity in our seed stocks is as endangered as a panda or a polar bear right now.
We are hugely vulnerable with all of those seeds.
When we invaded Iraq, we destroyed that seed bank, and we destroyed the great ancient seeds that had been collected for the benefit of mankind.
Monsanto now owns a quarter of all the world's seeds, along with a couple of other companies. They own about 60% of all the world's commercial seeds.
You've taken seed that has been there for thousands of years and put a patent on and say you own it. Basically, it's robbery.
The threat is there to pan our seeds. We're the custodians of this knowledge and the corn. And how dare others take it away?
The seed that we use to grow our food, it's owned by chemical companies, by pesticide and pharmaceutical companies.
They are spraying things at night while we're sleeping. My two daughters wake up with blood soaked pillows.
I just want to stop the poisoning. Bring a baby to the world that's got to get cut open right away.
The future of Hawaii is all at stake.
Say something or die.
I've heard these companies talk about patenting seed.
We need to protect the diversity and freedom of life. Give seed its own freedom so that we as humans can have our freedom. So these are seeds of hope.
And that is the trailer of the documentary Seed, The Untold Story. My guests are the co-directors of the film, Taggart Siegel and John Betts. It's an amazing story. John, let me ask you about how, you know, what exactly is threatening these seeds? Why is it? I know there's no simple answer, but why is it that 94% of the varieties of seeds for vegetables and the things that we eat have disappeared? Is it primarily industrial agriculture that's to blame?
Well, I think one of the things we chart in the film that was really important for us to recognize is many of us have heard of, you know, companies like Monsanto, but we don't know the history that goes into it. And the history of seeds is fascinating because over the last 100 years, we've seen a dramatic shift in agriculture where our great-grandparents and their parents, many of them immigrants, brought seeds from their parent countries, and they were people who saved seeds from year to year. That's how you have the seeds that you have. And with that came recipes and a whole culture. Well, around the 1920s, there was the advent of hybrid seed, and it changed the way we do agriculture because everything became bigger, better, faster, stronger, and hybrids had a bigger yields and all these things. But with that, the nutritional qualities fell. Well, because it was all about commodity crops and large and generating income, farmers shifted. Instead of saving seeds from year to year, they started buying seeds. And this was a dramatic shift in the way agriculture happened, because now instead of saving seeds from year to year, we consume them from a company. And what happened is mom and pop seed companies, some of them started growing. They bought up other seed companies. Seed companies like Pioneer Hybrid starts buying up these other companies. Pretty soon, it's bought out. And now we have just a handful of chemical companies who are pesticide producers who own the majority of the world's seeds. So I think where we see now with companies like Monsanto and their recent merger now with Bayer is we have a handful of these large multinational chemical companies that actually own the vast majority of the world's commercial seeds. And that puts us in a precarious position where we're no longer really in control of our food future, of our destiny. And the film is really important to us because of the place we're, the very fragile place we're in with this ownership.
And what's amazing in this film is that the people you profile who are doing the seed saving, you know, these are not big universities, well-paid academics or nonprofit organizations that are well-funded. These are many times individuals and small groups and indigenous communities in particular. And I loved that there are conversations with indigenous people from indigenous tribes who remember the seeds, who've collected them from previous generations and who really feel it's sort of a sacred responsibility that they have to preserve these seeds. But they're doing a collective service to all of humanity, right? I mean, how important is it in the context of something like climate change, Taggart, for us to save seeds? Is there a potential to unlock, say, drought tolerance seeds or seeds that can withstand flooding, etc., from these precious seed banks?
Yes, and it's very interesting. When we went to the Hopi Indian, to the reservation, Lee, who's an elder, who took us out to his field to harvest the fall crop of this beautiful corn that's only like 3 or 4 feet high. It had many ears on it. And he really said, you know, these are what we've been doing for thousands of years. This is what my family has been doing. And we're the keepers of the corn. And we're spiritually connected to this corn. It's in our DNA. And he'll even go to say, you know, these are my children. So when Lee speaks in those terms as a Hopi Indian, it went in very deep for me because, you know, I've seen seeds as something that, you know, I could grow, but I didn't get that real deep spiritual connection until we went to see the Hopi, but we also went to the Tasuki Pueblo where Migdio Balan, he's an Incan from Bolivia, and he's reestablishing their seed bank at the Tasuki Pueblo because the Tasuki Pueblo lost their seeds, many of their seeds, so they were eating not very good food, and a lot of them left the reservation, go to the cities. Now there's this revival to come back to the reservation and to grow seeds again. And there's a seed bank that they built. It's the first seed bank on a reservation at the Tasuki Pueblo outside of Santa Fe. And we filmed all that, And it was beautiful because it's a whole culture and tradition returning. But you see that throughout United States now. There's like Rowan White. She's a Mohawk woman from Sierra Seed Cooperative. And they're helping rebuild the fabric of seed keeping. So all these small seed initiatives, co-ops around the country, are starting to rebuild the fabric of our culture again, seed culture that was lost. And it's really the younger generation working with the older generation to rebuild that infrastructure again.
And I should mention, you also went to India to film, and of course, one of the seed heroes of the world, Vandana Shiva, whom our audience saw in the trailer, is also featured in the documentary. So certainly communities from all over the world. John, the film is visually really beautiful. You incorporate various types of just lovely artistic animation as well, and I can tell that you took great pains to showcase the visual beauty of seeds. Why was that important? Why was it important for us to sort of behold the visual, the sort of stunning visual majesty of these very tiny and very humble, you know, living things?
Well, I think for us, the really important thing in making a documentary as opposed to writing a book or doing something else about the issue is that the issue itself is important. But in order to care about any issue, we need to understand and sort of connect. And in order for me to connect, I'm very visual, and it's all about how do I get in touch with these seeds as living organisms, as Taggart mentioned. And so we tried everything, macro lenses, slow motion, seeds falling on the camera, animation, all these things, because we wanted to bring seeds to life. Otherwise, they look like inanimate objects, and they are very beautiful. But in order to make them filmic, it was this real process, and it was the real fun of filmmaking, of how do we bring seeds to life? How do we turn them into the gemstones? How do we turn them into the living, breathing embryos? And so as filmmakers, that's, of course, the real joy.
Well, congratulations. You did a great job. And finally, Taggart, where can people catch the film? I understand it's opening in LA and at New York. Beyond that, are there any other opportunities for people in other parts of the country to see it also maybe in the future online if it's going to be available?
Yes, please come to www.seedthemovie.com, and you could click on where it's being screened. There's over 100 cities or theaters around the country that are showing Seed this month and next month. So it's really blossoming. It's taking off.
Pun intended.
Yeah, over 2 million likes for the watching the 2 million views of the trailer on Facebook. It's just people are like, we want to see this film. Where is it? So it's exploding out there, and it's fantastic. So you could always go to www.seedthemovie.com and see it. And it's opening in New York tomorrow night on September 23rd, and then LA on September 30th. So please tell all your friends, and we hope to fill the houses and really revive the seed culture.
And we'll post links to that website from our site later today as well. Again, it's seedthemovie.com. Taggart and John, congratulations to you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
My guests are Taggart Siegel and John Betts. They're co-directors of the documentary Seed, The Untold Story. This is Rising Up with Sonali. I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can sign up for our newsletter at risingupwithsonali.com to get daily emails with links to all our stories.